Okay, yesterday we had the Pilpula of Rabbi Chanan. The Kvaliyistiki side of Rabbi Chanan was the idea that he divides the halachis of the Torah into two groups. Some halachis, which the Ikr Pu'ula is the machshava of the person, like a get or kiddushin. Even though you need a maisa kiddushin, a maisa gerushin, we understand that the ikar of all kinyanim is gemira's das, the das of the person. And other mitzvahs where the ikar is the maisa, like shchita or ksivas sefer Torah, Rabbi Chanan was mechalek between the two, that a tanai helps in things that are ikran machshava, and tanai doesn't help in things that are ikran a maisa. So I found last night that this Yesod says in the Tshuvas Einig Yamtiv, the second Tshuva in the Sefer, he says Mamish the same thing as Rabbi Chanan. He's not coming to explain Chalitza, although he mentions Chalitza. But this, which Rabbi Chanan says, seems to be a Chiddush, B'derach Pilpul, that was Neschadish by one of Rosh Hashivas. We find that one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Einig Yamtiv, says exactly this chilek, kamat the exact lashon, and he says it legabe. He has a shaila if a cotton could spin tzitzis with a gadol oimer al gabav. If a cotton who doesn't have machshava, if he can spin tzitzis, if there's a gadol standing over him telling him to do it lishma, what's a shaila? So he has this shaila. Sometimes in Shas we find Gadol Oymer Agavav helps. And sometimes in Shas we find that Gadol Oymer Agavav doesn't help. What's the gather? Now Rabbi Chanan in Ois Tes, which was the Ois, right, those who had copies on the second side, so it was not in the cabin, Ois Tes, he also talks about Gadol Oymer Agavav, and they both say the same thing. They say those mitzvahs with the ikar pe'ula of the mitzvah is the machshava. The machshava has to pile the whole mitzvah. So gadol oymer agavav doesn't help. It won't help. How much does it help a gadol telling a cotton, think lishma, or think what you're doing? It helps a little bit. It doesn't. It can't. That type of machshava can't be pile. It can't create a get or a kinyan. So let's say you want a child to do a kinyan, and a god will be Omer al-Gabav and tell him to be Mechavin, it's not going to help. Because there the kavon is the ikr. Masha'en came by something where the maisa is what's pile. By shchita, it helps god Omer al-Gabav. When the maisa is what's pile, and the god Omer al-Gabav just tells him that he should be Mechavin properly, so he says, there, it works. There, Gadol Oymer Agavav does work. The only problem I had with this is that Rabbi Chanan in Ois Tes, in Ayin Vav Ois Tes, writes that a cotton could do chalitza with a Gadol Oymer Agavav because of this. Because chalitza, we said, it's the maisa that's piled. So Rabbi Chanan says a Gadol could do it with a cotton could do it with a Gadol Oymer Agavav. And Lechaira, that's not so. As was pointed out yesterday, on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Ishmalai cotton. A cotton can't do chalitza. And I looked in Shulchan Aruch, there's come out no mefarshim on it. It just says, a cotton can't do chalitza, period. So from where does Rabbi Chanan get that a cotton can do chalitza with a god Laim al-Gabav? I have no idea. But Al-Kopanim, the Yisayid, says there in the Einig Yamtiv, I'm glad that he brings one more nafkamina. Mesiras Maidah. There's a concept of being Meiser Maidah. Meiser Maidah, we have, if someone forces me to do a kinyan. So, if I'm Meiser Maidah beforehand, I go in front of Edim and I tell them I'm being forced. So that's Mevatel, the agreement that I make. Mesiras Maidah could be Mevatel something. Maidah means notification. If I'm Maidah Edim, I'm being forced, so then it's not Chal. get also. If I'm Maisa Meidah, then I'm being forced to give a get. I'm not doing it willingly. It works. The Mesiris Meidah is Mevatel to get. Every time we do a get, before we do the get, we have the husband be Mevatel any Meidah that he gave. Just in case he gave a Meidah, so he does a Bittel Meidah. But the Meidah itself works by Gittin, works by Kinyanim. So what do you think will be? Let's say somebody is shechting an animal. There'll be Maisa Meidah beforehand that I don't want to do the Shechita, and the Shechita shouldn't be a good Shechita. He's writing a Sefer Torah. He says, I don't want it to be a good Sefer Torah. There's no such thing. You can't do Mesiris Meidah on everything. When does Mesiris Meidah work? So he says, something which the Pu'ula is the Machshava. Those parts of the Torah where the Machshava does something, like in Yanim, or getting the Kedushin. There, Mesiris Meidah works, because my Machshava has to wife something. I'm being Mesiris Meidah that I don't have Machshava for this. This is not my Machshava. Mashiach thinks where the Maisa is piled. Machshava is just a condition. You have to be doing it L'das. But the Pu'ula is with the Maisa. It can't be Maisa Meidah to be Mevatla Maisa. Mesiris Meidah is not Mevatla Maisa. Mesiris Meidah. So he says by Mesiris Meidah, by Chalitza, it's called a Chalitza Psula. The Chalitza is Pasul, but it's a Chalitza Psula. In other words, it has a Din Chalitza, but it has a Din of a Chalitza Psula that you have to do another Chalitza to all the brothers. And by get, he brings that if you're Mesiris Meidah, it's not a get to Chlau. So I think he's coming to explain the difference between the two. So Mesiris Meidah by a get works legamri. It's a ganz not a get. Mesiris Meidah by chalitza, it's not mevatlet legamri. Okay, it's missing, still missing something in the machshava, but still a chalitza. I think that's how he explains this chiluk. Okay, al kaponim, the ikur that I wanted to tell you is that we find in the Einig Yom Tov this gather, this chiluk, which is nice to see that. It seems to be a more important insight. He's coming to explain a machlokes if it works. I didn't get that far in the tshuva if he gets back to it, but he brings the Magen Avraham brings the machlokes to Beis Yosef and someone else. According to this cheshmer, it should not. It going like Magav should help. So it's a mess. Why? Something which is ikrei kavana doesn't help, but something with ikrei meisa. But you also need kavana.
In tzitzis, it's not ikra kavana.
No, the ikra is the spinning of the tzitzis. It just has to be done lishma.
And if it's not lishma, it's not.
Yeah, but you need das. You always need das. You always need das. But it's not what's pile. It's not. It's not what's. No, it's possible without it. No, so you need the das. You see, Rabbi Chana still is something with the machshav is pile. You're writing a sefer Torah also needs kavana lishma. But the ikra is the writing of the Sefer Torah, and there's a din that you have to have machshava. Machshava doesn't make it a Sefer Torah. There's a din that you need a machshava. He's mechalitin two things that need machshava. But one where the machshava is what's pile, and one where the machshava is just a condition in it. That's why it's more of a darkest to kechilik. It would be something that's purely a maiso, zero machshava, than a machinami. He's saying even when you need machshava, but it's agav, it's not the ikra, avoid in the base of Mikdash, needs machshava. But it's not the ikra is the maiso. This is the chiluk that they make. So this is one PS from yesterday. There's one more. If the ikra is the maisa, then it doesn't work. Even though he's right, by chalitza, it creates something in between, a chalitza psula. But it's not mevatel legamri. The other nekuda from yesterday, which I asked somebody to look up, was how we paskin by shlichus by chalitza. I mentioned to you yesterday as a gemara subasayin dalid that you can't make a shliach to do chalitza. Now that is a halacha psuka. I don't know where it is in Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't find it in Shulchan Aruch. But Ramosha has a tshuva, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, the Marsham, I saw at least three tshuvas. They say it's paposhet that a yavam can't do chalitza through a shliach. A man can't make a shliach to do chalitza. It's a gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalet. So Rabbi Chanan is explaining it. But you take this explanation or a different explanation, the halacha is that a yavam can't make a shliach to do chalitza. What? So the shaila is, what about a yavama? Could the woman make a shliach? Could the woman make a shliach? And again, especially in before it was easy to travel, there was a big need. As a matter of fact, a Marsham Shaila is about a woman in Europe who needs chalitza, and her husband's brother is in America. And you know, in those days, you had to get on a boat. It wasn't so simple to come to America. So the Shaila is, what about a Yavama? The Gemara says a Yavam can't be a Shliach. What about a Yavama? Could a Yavama make a Shliach for her Chelik? So they all say, it depends why a Yavam can't do it. Explain to me why a Yavam can't make a Shliach. And then I'll know if a Yavama can. Every explanation, Kamat, of why a Yavam can't make a Shliach applies to Yavama as well. Rabbi Chanan's explanation that you can't make a Shliach for something, for this type of a mitzvah, where you have to give over, as we said yesterday, you have to give over the kayach, you can't give over the kayach and something that's totally in a maisa. That explanation is side of Yavam and side of Yavama. And at least all three, the Truvas I saw, the Marsham, the Sam Seif, and the Moshe, all agree that a Yavama also can't make a Shliach. The Ramosha brings the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is in Ebenezer Bey Simon Tzadik. The Gris Moshe is in Ebenezer Aleph Kufnun Vav. I think the Marsham was Chelak Aleph. I think it was Truva Yudalad. If you want a shorter explanation than this long Rav Elchanan, the question, why can't you make a Shliach for Chalitza? Why can't the husband make a Shliach? So instead of this whole pilpul of Rav Elchanan, there's a short explanation of some Sofers. Some Sefer says, why can't a man make a shliach to do chalitza? So some Sefer says that dine chalitza, what is chalitza? It's a place of yibum. Whatever the rules of yibum are, those are the rules of chalitza. Since yibum, which is a maisa bia, obviously can't be with a shliach, so chalitza, which replaces it, gets the same rules. So just like yibum can't be with a shliach, chalitza can't be with a shliach. Not because of any kolistika like Rabbi Chanan has kolistika rules. A very simple rule. Chalitza b'mokim yibum aymed. Yibum l'kainsa, chalitza l'shalcha. So whatever the rules are for yibum, those are the rules for chalitza. Yibum, but you can't do bia through a shliach. Even kedusha bia you can't do through a shliach. Bia has to be a nice bia between them. So since you're stuck, there's no other way to yib, only through bia, so you can't do it through shliach. Now this is going to be a very tricky thing for us. If we're going to take this rule for the whole year, we're going to end up with a rule that whatever the rules of yibum are, the rules of chalitza are. We already know at least one area where they're different. So that's good. They're the same rules. And many Rishonim do say Koshen Chalitza. But what? Kavana, right? We said Yibum doesn't need Kavana. It's a Mishnah. But Chalitza, you need some sort of Kavana. The Chacham Tzvi, Simin Aleph, we spoke out, Claire's. If you need kavana for kinyan or kavana for mitzvah, but chalitza needs kavana. Yibum doesn't need kavana, so we have already something where they're not the same. So why don't we say chalitza should be the same as yibum? Assuming there's kasa only there, it's only there. Perhaps I'll tell you the truth, that Sam Sefer himself asked this kasha on himself. Sam Sefer really, he asks on himself, that I'm saying the rules of Yibum, the rules of Chalitza are the same, but by Kavana they're not the same. Yibum doesn't need Kavana, Chalitza does. So he answers, he says that the reason is, because by Yibum, you're taking her in. she's already mostly in, because there's Zika. It's a hemshech of the first chasana. So she's already kamad in. So to, just to finish it, you don't need kavan. But to send her away, it's vakeret. She's already mostly in, there's Zika. It's a hemshech of the first marriage. You want to send her away. So he says, for chalitza, for kavana, you need, it's sort of, the Gemara has such an expression, that stam isha lezev is aimit. Now, stam yavama is aimit to be machnas. So there, stama, you don't need kavana. To send her away, so that you need kavana. So some sefer sticks with his rule that yiva machalitza should have the same rules. He just says that lagabi this, it's different. Lagabi kavana, it's different. A cotton can't do chalitza, and I'm a, over, if it does a ma'ase yibum. Yeah, so what about doing it through a cotton? So again, yibum and chalitza are not the same. Good question. It's because of a chsarin of kavana, a chalitza. Yibum doesn't need kavana. So can kadu. A chalitza which needs ka, so that would be good, except it seemed to be exerves hakasav on some chalif on the beis ish v'loi hakatan. So then, why don't we say it's the same? I have a feeling we're going to end up with too many differences. We'll try to answer each one, but the rule that they're the same is going to fall apart. Rav Moshe writes in some sefer that it's a svara that's not mukhruch. Right? Some sefer says it can be makabel. But that there's no hechruch for the svara that seems to bother Ramesh. So if you want, you have Rabbi Chanan's explanation. But the bottom line is, this is something that's not a machlaikis. We have a lot of things, two ways to learn. Machlaikis Rishainim. There's no machlaikis, a yavam can't make a shliach. He has to come ba'atzmai. A yavama, it's not so mafurish. But as far as the paiskim I'm aware of, these three paiskim say yavama also can't. The tshuva start that the Shoyal said that Yavama should be able to, and Rav Moshe dismisses it. Same thing in Marsham. The Shoyal said the Yavama should, he dismisses it. It comes out, you need Mamish the other Yavama to get.
The other brothers?
Yeah. So that's what we explained yesterday, that to be a Shlech of the other brothers, you could. Or.
Why
is what different?
Stranger,
you can't.
But a brother could. So
right. So the Chilik is, because we said yesterday, just like a Kayin. Can't make a Yisrael the Shliach to do the Avodah because he can't give him the Kayach to be eligible. But a Kayin can make a second Kayin. Say a Kayin's job is a certain mincha. He can make another Kayin the Shliach to eat it. So you can make someone else who's in the parasha, but not someone out of the parasha. So to make another brother, that's Agamara, that you could. But to make a stranger, that's what they're saying you can't. To make a stranger a Shliach, that seems to be Muskim that you can't. Okay, let's see the Eisavei in the Gemara. This Gemara should go quickly. Eisav Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yechanan says, now we're going to have a Reisha and a Seifa. You have to alt cup. The Gemara is only complicated if you don't put the Reisha and Seifa in your minds in their right place. Eisav Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yechanan brings a Raya from the Reisha. Hacholitz Le'yevimte V'chazah V'kitcha Umeis. Someone has Cholitz and Chazah V'mekadish and then he dies. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. The brothers do chalitza. Now, bishlam l'didi, damina chayve lavim ninu. What's it did? Every chayve lavim. Hainu tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. Elo l'didach, but according to Yerush Lakish, amai tzricha chalitza. Why did he chalitza? It's Yisrael Karis. Now, Rish Lakish doesn't answer. Rish Lakish says l'taymech. So that's why the Gemara in the next Amid is going to have to answer. Rish Lakish didn't answer. The Reisha is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. So Rish Lakish, but the Seifa is a raya to me. L'tameche, I'm a Seifa. Omed Echa ben Achim Bekitcha, in lo yalav kolom. Ichai ve'lavim ninu, am I in lo kolom? It's a raya to me that it's an Issacharis. If it's an Issacharis, Yim Ekadish Issacharis, it's Nachal. Well, you would share. Omer Rav Shesha, Seifa, Asa l'Rabbi Kiva, Damein Kedushin Tais, Bechai ve'lavim. The Seifa was just like Rabbi Kiva, while his Kedushin is not Taifis. And it's good like Rabbi Yechanan. For listening to the Rebbe Kavei and other Kolom, why does it mention Rabbi Kiva in the Brisa? Kasha, all right, shtickle kasha. It's not so shver because you could have a stam Brisa that's going like one man the Amar, but now for PK, the Gemara says kasha. So what do we have? The Reisha is still shver like Reish Lakish. The Reisha said that, what it's saying, the Reisha, Tzricha Chalitza Menachim. If it's in Issacharis, why do you need Chalitza? So on the top of Yer Aleph, the Gemara comes to answer that. Ravashi Savala Karesh Lakish, Umetaris Lakarab Shimon, Ravina Savala Karab Yechon, Umetaris Karabaran. Each one explained the Reisha and the Seifa. Ravashi, according to Reish Lakish, and Ravina, according to Rabbi Yechanan. How did they explain it? Ravashi Savala Karesh Lakish, Umetaris Lakarab Shimon. Rav Shimon held that there's no din of Eishasach, Shalohei, Bailamai, if it's Yibam Vacha Kachnailid. So he's going to zest the sign that Chalitzi of Imte, because of the Kitcha, Tzrich Chalitzi Manachin, Manachin Achar Hayiloidim, Kaman Kareb Shimon. He'll zest the sign like Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon holds that children that are born later are eligible. Amid Echa Min Hanayiloidim Vikitcha, Inlo Yalav Kolom. If one of the previous born is Mekadish, it's nothing. Kaman Kareb Shlokish, it's Chayve Krisis. So Mamele, Reish Lakish, the Reish and Seif will come out. Good, the same thing Ravina. Reziv will come Rabbi Yechanan. So Kurin, the Seif is good, the Reish is Shver. So Mataris, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Echelet, the Yavimtai, the Kaz of Echitcha, Tzrich Chalitza, Menachin, that's the Reisha. Menachin, Achin, Hanei Lodim. So that's easy. Kamak, Rabbi Yechanan. What was Shver was the Seif. The Seif said, Och, Amad Echad, Menayi Lodim, Vikitcha. Ein La Olof Klom. It says that if one of the Yiloidim was Mekadish. One that was born later is Mekadish. It's nothing. The Kamaka Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that Eish Yisach Shloihai by Lama is nothing. So Memela, it's not Chal. So it's a half an Amid, more than half an Amid Gemara, but it's really basically a simple Shakal Vatari. Now there are two Nakudas here. One is the Rambam's Psak. The Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis Paskins. Let's, before we look at it, how are we going to Paskin? If one brother does Chalitza, what's the din of the other brothers to this woman? Okay, one brother does Chalitza. What's the din of the other brothers to this woman? If you pass like Rav Yechanan, it's Yisrael Aaron. If you pass like Rish Lakish, it's in Issacharis, right? Simple enough. That's what the Gemara says. If one brother does Chalitza, what's the din of the other brothers to this woman? Either Lavim or Karis. The Plia is the Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis says, HaChaylitz Liyavimtai, Nesra HaChalutza Hi V'chaltzer Issa, Ala Chaylitz V'alshara Achim, V'kulon Asureis Aleya Medivrei Seifrin. He says it's an Issa de Rabbanon, Kishnuyais. We know what Shniyais are, right? Shniyais are the Rabbanon Asurid relatives, one more generation. Kishnuyais. It's a plea. The Rambam is ignoring Agamara, not like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Reish Lakish. He says it's an Issa de Rabbanon. The Chazon Ish writes that sometimes in the Rambam, a divrei seifrim means it's a deraisa from a drasha. He said, if the Rambam would write a divrei seifrim, I'd stop in that it means it's a deraisa. But it says, a divrei seifrim kishniyais. Divrei seifrim like shniyais. Shniyais is a chedrabanan. So the Rambam says it's a derabanan. The only thing the Chazon Ish could say is, unless it's a tar seifrim. It's not the way we like to answer Rambams. So it's a pliya. The Magen Mishnah asks that it's a Pella. The Gemara says it's Lavin. The Gemara we just learned says Chayvei Lavin Ninu. Right? Eser Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. B'shlomo Lididi Amina Chayvei Lavin Ninu. Oh, the Dach, you hold its creases. It's a Pliya Dikar Rambam. What?
Even the point of
Echanan, there's no... Well, he's not even talking Chaz of a Kitcha. The Rambam's case is not a Chaz of a Kitcha case. What do you do when you have a Rambam that doesn't shtim with the Gemara? Huh? What do you always do? You find a different Gemara and you say to Machlokes HaSugyos. No? So the Aruch Lener, that's what we have to do. See, the Rambam does not have a pirush on the Gemara. Not likely he found a way to explain the Gemara differently. So Aruch HaNer says that Tosfos Iyu asks from a Gemara Daf Mem Dalid that the Gemara and Daf Mem Dalid is Seisera Gemara. So Aruch HaNer says the Rambam alert it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. Our Gemara darshins Ashala Yivne for a lav. Gemara and Daf Mem Dalid darshins Kradala Yivne for something else. The Mela lives only Yisurei Lavim. That's how the Aruch HaNer answers. It's very hard otherwise to, without making Machlokes HaSugyos, it's very hard to answer the Rambam. It's a stira to Beferish Gemara. So I think to say is Machlokes HaSugyos and Daf Mem Dalid, and the Rambam passed like Daf Mem Dalid, not like our Sugyos.
Like right.
Apparently, I don't know. What do you do every time you say Machlokes HaSugyos? Either you say try my roi, I'll leave the Rabbi Eichanan, or you say or you say Stalak Rabbi Eichanan or Shlokish. What? I mean, a Torah is not over anything. It's only Shnei Yisrael Devar Seifer. I wouldn't say it, the Rambam says it.
Even
if another brother takes this, like everyone must have the drasha of
one bias, not two bias.
Yeah, so the Rambam holds that one bias, not two batim, is if one is miyabim, so then there's an isra say on baita. But once chaylet, you didn't build one bias, you build baita. No, chaylam is a sederaisa. Shnius means that minatayr it's mutter. There's no lav, no asay, nothing. Ram Shnius means that's only in a siddur abana minatayr it's mutter. That's a steer to this gemara. So we're answering that this gemara, which is the lav, ashala yivne. Tosis brings that on daf mem dalid the gemara dashes ashala yivne for something else. So Tosis is a steer to our gemara. Tosis is a teretz. The Rambam would say there's no teretz. It's a machlokes. This Gemara holds as Chayvei Lavin. We darshin Layivne for Lavin. That Gemara Mem Dalid darshins Layivne for something else. And holds that there's no Issa Dereis, that there's no Issa Lav. Not like Agamar. Agamar said there's a Lav. And that Gemara holds there's no Lav at all. And the Rambam is passing it that Gemara, not like this Gemara. Right. Because if the Gemara Mem Dalid doesn't stim with them, we'll say, I pass them like Mem Dalid. Whoever the Madi Amram are there, I pass like them and not like Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. So Agamar is Dashali even if he's Surah 11. And the Rambam will hold that Asug is Shloik HaLoch. The other brother could be me, Abin. Yeah, that's what should come out. That's what should come in. Right. What's the Gemara answer? I don't know. Taisa's name is on that. There are the two sugyas are arguing. So I said the Aruch HaNer is naming on. Taisa's Nakasha held.
Why don't we say that Shnius is the halacha? That's the halacha of Shnius. Every halacha that applies for Shnius will apply for this lab as well. But it's not. If you give us something, we can go to Isaiah's lab. The halacha is like Shnius.
But the Rambam says, Kulan Asuris, but they're very separate from Kishniyas. It's Kishniyas, the word Shniyas means a second generation. So you can't use the word Shniyas. He says, but they're very separate from like Shniyas. So therefore what? So therefore it's a Drabbanan, no?
No, therefore every Yisra by Shniyas is also applied for this Yisra, for this
Rambam doesn't make, you trying to explain the Rambam?
Yeah. The Yisra is really allowed, and Kishniyas meaning that every Isra of Shnius will be applied with this law. Shnius, like Shnius, has...
It's not the simple pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Medivari Sefer, it sounds like Medirabanan, Kishnius. It certainly sounds like an Isra Rabbanan. No, they can only be machmer on a deraisa. So what the Aruch HaNer is saying is that the Rambam paskens ben hatayr it's mutar legamri. Well, he's not talking Yibam, he's not talking that he remarried. The Rambam says hachelus liyavimtai, period, and not chaz v'kitcha. Chelus liyavimtai, nesra chalutzi v'altoy sal chelus v'ashara achin. He's not going on chaz v'kitcha in the Gemara's case. What? Right. Torah you can marry. Rabbanah made in Isid Rabbanah. And I'm not sure where the Rambam brings Hachelat Yivim Pei Duchaz of Kitsha. That's a good second here. The Gemara talks about it. But I don't see that anybody attaches it to the Rambam. Says here, Rambam it says in the Gilyan on Yud Amid Beis, Perak Aleph Halacha Chof Beis. That's a mistake. It's Halacha Yud Beis. Probably you, those of you who have the newfangled Gemaras probably have it corrected. What? You have it corrected. Okay. Okay. One more important nekuda here. We spoke about Rav Shimon in the past. Don't let the idea of Eishes Achash Lo Yah Ba'Elav confuse you. There's one case that there's an argument by Eishes Achash Lo Yah Ba'Elav. You all know the Torah says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, to do Yibum they have to be alive at the same time. And that's how we know Eishes Achash Lo Yah Ba'Elav is an Erev. We had a case of Yibum V'Achakach Noilad, that if somebody did Yibum and then a brother was born, that's Rav Shimon's Chiddush. That's not called Eishes Achim Shalheya Ba'ilamai. He's not an Erva. If it was Yibum and Achakach Noilad, he's not an Erva. It's logical. It's Mestaver, because he came into the world, it was already, the Yibum had already taken place. That's Rav Shimon's Din. Yibum and Achakach Noilad is not an Isser of Eishes Achim. The Shaila is, why were Rav Shimon hold by Cholatz v'achakach noilad? Yibum v'achakach noilad, it's not Eishes Achim Shalheya Ba'ilam. Chalitza, and then a person is born, what would you say? So the Pashtus of this Gemara is saying that Rav Shimon holds the same way. Cholatz, and then you did, and then the brother is born, that's not Eishes Achim Shalheya Ba'ilam. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. However, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rashba all say not this way. They say this Gemara's case is Cholatz v'Kiddush, and one brother gave Kiddushin, and then he was born. They have to be medayik that in Rashi and in Tosfos. Tosfos Keman says Shekitcha, Kugosh Shadolet Achar Shekitcha. And Rashi says it twice. Rashi ha'yiloidim shenoldu achar kedushin. What? The other way of teaching the Gemara? The other way, well, first let me explain it this way. This way of teaching is that there was chalitza, a brother did kedushin, and now the new baby was born. So Shimon holds, he's not called Eishes Achash Lo Yah Ba'Elam. He was born later. The Ritva learns not like Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rashba, but the Ritva teaches the Gemara Pashit. If the Chalitza, a baby is born. If someone does Chalitza, and then a baby is born, what's the difference between Yibum, and then the baby is born? Rav Shimon holds it's a mutter. Or if it's Chalitza, and then the baby is born, Ma'inaf Kamina. As long as the baby is born after the first Yibum was settled, that should be good enough. The Ritva learns the way we would have learned the Gemara Pashit. If you weren't Madaik and Rashi, you would have learned that way. Rav Shimon holds that this new Isser called Eishes Achash Lo Yah Ba'Elam does not apply by Yibam V'Achakach Noilad. Who are the Cholatz V'Achakach Noilad? That's the way I would think. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba say not that way. that you need chalitza plus kedushin, and then the baby is born. What's a hesbon? Why yibum and then the baby is born? He's not called eshel shloim elamim. Chalitza and then the baby is born. He is. What should be the difference logically? Should be the same, especially I just told you some sefer who says that yibum and chalitza should have the same rules as each other. So pashtas, they should have the same rules. Just like if you miyabim and then the baby is born, there's no din of eshel sachem shloim elamim. The same thing if you do chalitza and then the baby is born. Mayin afkamina. So the Rajba himself here says five words. And the Rajba's words are extremely important, as you'll see in a second. The Rajba says chalitza is different. She'ein chalitza kinyan, elaptor. She'ein chalitza kinyan, elaptor. What does that mean? Yibum is a kinyan. One brother is kind of the woman. If a woman is kind of the woman, and then the baby's born, so that's not Eshel Shloim Elamim. She's already nicked it to somebody. But ain't Chalitza Kinyan. Chalitza is not kind of anything. Elaptor, just a pater from Yibum. But she remains like when her husband died, nothing changed. And therefore, Chalitza and then the baby born is nothing. The Chalitza doesn't change anything. If it's Chalitza V'Kiddush, Kiddushin is a Kinyan. So if you did kiddushin and then the baby is born, that's mafkia, the old din of Eishes Achiv. But chalitza by itself, he says, not a kinyan. You need it to make him ois Eishes Achiv, shalai ba'lamai, a new brother has to do a kinyan. So yibum's a kinyan and kiddushin's a kinyan. Chalitza itself, he says, is not a kinyan. So it's Eishes Achiv ba'lamai. Until a new brother does a kinyan, is not. Now this is significant because the Chacham Tzvi, Tshuva Aleph, declared with a tremendous arichus, he declared, what's the kavana you need by chalitza? Yibum does not need kavana, chalitza does need kavana. What type of kavana does it need? His clear was, does it just need kavanas mitzvah? Mechanim to do what the Torah said. Or you don't need kavanas mitzvah, you just need kavanas haknoah. A kavana to be makna, maknomat. So we touched it that you're makna to this woman, her ishus, her right to marry back to her. By kozman, she's a yavama, she can't get married. You're makna to her back, her right to get married. So, on that side, the Chacham Tzvi learns the chalitza is a kinyan. On that side of his discussion, the Chacham Tzvi is learning that chalitza is a kinyan. And you have to have in mind that through the chalitza, you makna it back. He even declared, maybe you don't have to have a beferish in mind. It's enough that you know that you're being makna to her. So you have to think of beferish. You know, it's good enough. That was part of his chakir. You know that this is matir. That was his nidai. Here we have a Rishon Beferish. The Rajva says Beferish, She'ein Chalitza Kinyan, Ela Ptur. He says Beferish the words, Chalitza is not a Kinyan. There's no Kinyan happening. It's a halacha, that it's a it patters. Just like if you shecht an animal, it becomes kosher, and if you salt meat, the blood comes out. If you do Chalitza, she becomes mut. It's a Ptur. But he says Beferish is not a Kinyan. Not being what do you mean? Not be kainahar? You said not kainahar.
Not being mad. Being mad at something for her. The rest is about being kainahar.
Maybe you're right.
Exactly. Let me think it through. That's something she didn't have, and something she has now. You can't say this is nothing.
But let me finish my thought, and maybe you're right. So what I was thinking was that it could be the Ritva argues with the Rajba. The Ritva holds Chalitza is a Kinyan. Maybe that's in the Kudus HaMachlaikis. Those are Tutsdadim, the Chacham Tzvi. I mean, his Tutsdadim aren't, is it a Kinyan? Is Tutsdadim, if Chalitza is a Maisa Akna or a Maisa Mitzvah? But the machlekes, the Ritva and the Rashba, the Ritva on one side against the Rashba, Rashi and Taisvis, could be is totally in this idea whether chalitza is a kinyan or not a kinyan. Now, what? Right. So the kinyan that I'm talking about is that you're being makna to her ishus back. She, you can control who she marries. It's just like a get. What's the kinyan? A husband controls who his wife marries. He owns her ishus. By a get, he gives it back to her. So by chalitza also, you own the ishus of this woman, and you're giving it back to her. She's allowed to go get married. So my understanding was that the Rashba is not like the Chacham Tzvi. The Rashba says she ain't chalitza kinyan.
So, yeah. Shimon has a svar that says that one must have the lay on the Allah Shah'ach space. That's a svar. The argument what it means is that it wasn't on the Shah'ach space. So it doesn't tell you, no, that's considered that it's a lav, it's not considered on the Shah'ach space. It's not going to be a curry. And the Rashi tell you, no, that until you do an actual king, it's only to turn the stack, it's always going to be an issue here.
Okay, we get to what you're saying. One second. Just what I'm saying, till now, it could be that what Ezra and Yanki are saying could be true. It could be the Rashba saying it's not a kinyan, meaning the brother is not kind of the woman. But maybe he's maida that it's a haknah to the woman, that you're giving her, and that it's a maisa haknah to give her yishus back. It could be that what I'm saying is not, it's not a davar luchrach. When he says ein chalitza kinyan, I'm understanding he means it's not a maisa kinyan b'chlau, which the language sounds like it. But it could be he doesn't mean that. Maybe the Chacham Tzvi could answer. Now, what Chamshi is saying in the Ayol Taira, I think, he brings that it could be the Rashba and the Ritva arguing in Rav Shimon's Svara. There's a machlaikis later in the Masechta. Rashi and Taisis have two Pshatim, and their other Rishanim have other Svaras, Pshatim, in the Svara of Rav Shimon. So it could be that they just argue what Rav Shimon's reasoning is, and based on that, it comes out differently after Chalitz. That could be. In Rashi, I'm asking, what?
No.
In Rashi, also not.
No, I'm saying Rashi.
Oh, Rashi, I'm asking. He's saying in Taisvis there's no hechrich. Hamaslim Reb Shimon against no kaidim shekiddush. No, that's what Taisvis is saying. Reb Shimon by no kaidim shekiddush would be maida. No, I don't think you're right. Hamaslim look make Reb Shimon against no kaidim shekiddush. Meaning that Reb Shimon no kaidim shekiddush is masking in Reb Shimon. You're right in Duk make Rabbanim, but. There's still one small piece of Gemara here. The Gemara has an Itmar. I don't know if you learned it yet. The Gemara brings one more Machlaikas Amiraim, which the Gemara is Taila in Rabbi Yechid and Reish Lakish. After the next five lines is sort of a stop. Then we have the Sugya of Tzara Saita, which we discussed already, and the Sugya of Tzara Saelinis. So that the next two sugyas at least should go easily for us. What I would like to do, we still have to learn this next Itmar, but I would like to do is techaza the previous two blot. Especially for some of you who are already being overwhelmed by the different, Yavama says there's so many variations of what could happen this way and that way. I'd like techaza these last two blot, Avtes and Avyud. Now tomorrow is Veterans Day. Who cares if it's Veterans Day? Alternate side, right? That's the main. But when it's Chal on Thursday, in Torah V'Das, there's no benefit. And Thanksgiving never falls on Thursday also. So the other difference is that I have an obligation in the morning, and tomorrow, for certain reasons especially, it's going to get a little late till I get back. So I would like, first of all, I'd like you to finish and catch up to where I'm up to Tzara Saita. But after that, I would like to do a chazar on these two blat, not to spend a whole lot of time. I'll try to make, I'm going to make, b'li neder, the Chazara sheets, but I have to get it to you for tomorrow. I'm not going to be here too early. So please finish the Gemara Tzara Saita and go back in Chazar. The Iker is to know the Gemara Rashi Taisis. What I would like to do, especially in Yevamis, and I had a mind to do this last time, is to try to set up a sheet with the 10 klolim that are going to keep on coming up. The Shaila, if Yivam is a Kinyan, if the Mitzvah is the Kinyan or the Bia, the Shaila, if Chalitza is a Mitzvah or a Matir, if the Kavana is a Kinyan or not. I think maybe I could set up like 10 klolim, and we could try to have a sheet with the 10 klolim, so we come back to it every time. It shouldn't be so confusing every single time, but it should be like the klolim of the Masechta. So I'll try to set up some sheet of that sort. But again, please, every time we do Chazara, I know Chazara is, I hate to use the expression, the Gemara says certain things that Tzadikim Yelchu Ba, and other people fall by it. You know, Chazara, there's always the Yetzer not to do Chazara, especially here. Please take the Chazara seriously, especially the Gemara Rashi Taisis, the Chazara. And there's plenty just to memorize the Chazara just in the Gemara alone. And I hope to have sheets to help you with the Mefarshim. So tomorrow, Blinded, I'll give shir at from 12:15, a half an hour shir on this last little piece of Gemara. Finish it up, but then do the start Chazara as well. Okay.